I'm part of the Save Roșia Montană campaign, but Ecoruralis is not from Roșia Montană, actually. We have members there. Ecoruralis is an association of small and traditional peasants in support of them, and we work in support of them, and they are only practicing traditional. So, yeah, we are a small association of traditional and organic peasants. We have around actually 200 members, but not all of them are peasants. We have also supporters. We have some campaigns. One of them is on seeds. We collect traditional seeds from all around the country, and not only, we are in contact with other groups which are saving seeds in Europe. We take these seeds, and we have a garden in Cluj. It's not that big, but we put a lot of work in it. Just to mention, in our collective is like 3 persons working, and with the help of also some volunteers, we have this garden where we multiply the seeds, multiply a lot of varieties every year. For example, this year we had around 52 varieties of tomatoes, and we get the seeds out, and then we distribute them for free to anyone who wants them and who asks for them. And we just ask them to send them back so that we have some kind of gene seeds bank, but it's like always changing the seeds, not holding them in a fridge for too many years. We also started last year to work on a land grabbing campaign. We started to document cases of land grabbing in Romania. And we work together with the Transnational Institute to get out a report on land grabbing in Europe. And it just came out this year. An initiative of Ecoruralis, it's InfoMG, which is the center of information about genetically modified organisms in Romania. We do a lot of lobby at national and also international level through Via Campesina. And lately, we started to support our part of our farmers, which now confront fracking, because are these corporations who just came in Romania and started to look for shale gas. And a lot of peasants find themselves in a situation that companies are looking for shale gas on their own land, on their private land. So that it's a lot of cables every day on their land, which they take out. But then they get beaten by police or the security of the company. So we try now to help them and to build a campaign around this issue. And that's pretty much all.